my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Of course, it's Thursday today, the 18th day of the month of April, 2024. And I'm so thankful that you're listening this morning. This is the day. I like that right there. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad at. This is the day. This is the day to rejoice. This is a day to rejoice in God's creation. He made the day. Oh, I know many folks don't believe there is a God, but there is a God. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Well, there is a God. We'll one day stand before him. Here's a song from the Nichols family. Well done. I think you'll enjoy it because they're good people. It's sort of down home, isn't it? Thank you for listening on this Thursday. I hope you can stay tuned the entire broadcast.
Child, well done, you have finally made it home.
You have
kept the faith, the crown of life you won. Well done, my faithful child, well done.
We'll join along with millions as we enter heaven's gate, where the book of life is opened up and read.
And we will all be listening as God reads aloud each name. What triumph when he turns and proudly says,
well done, well done, my faithful child, well done, you have finally made it home.
You have
kept the faith, the crown of life you've won. Well done, my faithful child, well done.
Well done, well done, my faithful child, well done, you have finally made it.
I wonder what the name of that song is. Well done! That's a good song. Thank you. God bless the Nichols family. They're a blessing to us here. And we've known them for, oh my goodness, 40 years, probably maybe more than that. Well, it's Thursday, and we're headed towards Sunday. Please pray for your pastor. This undoubtedly today and tomorrow will probably be very important days for him to study and to pray and to continue to seek the Lord. And I generally know where I'm going by today, Thursday. I like to have it all done by Thursday so that the secretary can get everything ready for me and I can meditate on it, pray about it. But let's just pray that we have our pastor have the touch of God. And then if you're singing a special, you know there's nothing wrong with a rerun, but if that's all you do, you know, there's more songs than our songbook, I want to say, has 554 songs in it. And yet there's probably another 200 I wish I could have put in. You say, why didn't you put them in? Because the book would be like holding a dictionary from 1829. It'd be too big. And so we've made four hymn books so far, and we had the Silver Book and the Gold Book, and we have the Hymns and Songs of Revival and Hymns and Songs from the Heart. And it would be great if I could merge them all together, but just can't do it. Well, enough of that. We're in chapter 18 of the book of Proverbs today, and we'll get to that right after we sing here the Higher Praise Trio, three of our young people when they were students here, all graduates now. I've passed over into Canaan land. I think you'll enjoy this song.
I was living in the land of bondage where I never saw the light of day. Thought I'd never be free again. God sent his only son to deliver me and to show me a better way. I passed over into Canaan land. He brought me out of the barren wilderness to a place that he chose for me. I've come too far to ever turn around again. Yes, he's walking all the way beside me, and my soul's found victory. I passed over into Canaan land.
Milk and honey in a land of promise. There are grapes hanging on the vine. I am camping with a happy band.
Never gonna long for the leeks and garlic. I've left Egypt far behind. I passed over into Canaan land.
He brought me out of the barren wilderness to a place that he chose for me. I've come too far to ever turn around again.
Yes, he's walking all the way beside me, and my soul's found victory. I passed over, I passed over, I passed over into Canaan land, into Canaan land.
He brought me
out of the barren wilderness to a place that he chose for me. I've come too far to ever turn around again. Yes, he's walking all the way beside me, and my soul's found victory. I passed over into Canaan land, into Canaan land.
This old mouth of mine, have you noticed like I have? I'm hung up on this drawer. Hang on. There we go. Have you noticed like I am that my mouth has got me in trouble as, oh, young boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My mouth would get me in trouble. And so I'm so ashamed. But not just as a boy. I wish I could have some conversations back. I wish I could have not said anything. I wish I kept my mouth shut. And chapter 16 deals with, you know, I mentioned that 290 times in the book of Proverbs, God deals with the lips, the tongues, the speech, the mouth, the words, the lion, the, oh my goodness, it's just all about these mouth. And I heard a preacher, I can never find this where he said it, but years ago I heard a very smart preacher say, very intelligent, train up a child in the way he should go. The word train, he said, I can never find this where it really says this, but he said, train up a child means to shape the mouth. If you don't get the mouth, you don't get the heart. The mouth is so very important. It's sort of like hear and heed. Sometimes a child could hear what you're saying, but they don't heed it. Oh, you got to get the heeding. And so it is here with our mouth. And I'll read a few verses and comment on one of them. But how about verse number 4? The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Make sure our words are correct. How about verse 6? A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool, runs his jaw. He runs his mouth. He runs his lips. And he's just looking for contention. Some folks just thrive on having problems. Verse number 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. Well, there's an important verse. How about verse 8? The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost part of the belly. Now, let's be careful. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, tongue, whatever you want to say, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, tongue, whatever, what you say. How about the verse I want you to see today is verse 21. Let's read it together. Let's read it together. If you can, if you're driving a vehicle, don't read it. Just trust us. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I have watched mates sometime. Sometimes I've seen, and even I've seen preachers' wives, and I see him saying something, and it's just harsh, or it's just quick, or it's just very rude, and she'll just look and just sort of turn her head. I'll feel sorry for her. Sometimes I'll see a wife, and maybe even a preacher's wife, and she just keeps butting in, as we say, interrupting her husband. And finally, he just sort of, and once in a while, I've seen him just roll his eyes. I've been at this thing a long time. I've seen that with teenagers and children with their parents. Parents can't be harping on everything all the time. Be very careful, very careful. See, in my even as I speak to you, I don't want to put death with my words into your heart. I want to just put warning. We better be careful. Children, I know that we're not running our churches with professional counselors and therapists and a clinical psychologist. But there was a preacher on the radio for decades and decades. He probably died 30 or 40 years ago. Dr. Clyde Naramore, and I remember him saying, he had a good broadcast, and he said, by the time a young person leaves your home, he should have heard 10,000 of conversations of encouragement to his heart. He said, in other words, encourage your child, provoke not your child to wrath, discourage him not. Why you always, why you never. Those are not good words to say. You always have an attitude. You always have a, please don't attack your kids. When your children attack you, don't come back and they say, well, Dad, I don't understand. Well, I tell you what, I don't understand either. You just lost it. You brought down to his level. You're for your wife. This is for me, Jack. I have the ability to bring words of death or words of life to my wife today. It's the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I want to be so right to my wife today. Oh my goodness, she's a good lady. And my children and my grandchildren, oh, my church members and my staff. But I can choose to bring death or life. Father, we want to be good Christians today. And may we carry Proverbs 18:21 with us today. Death our life in our tongue. Bless each one, every listener. Meet the needs of your people today is my prayer, for we ask this prayer in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.